A cyberspace devotee in North Carolina asks, what about performing yajna or fire ceremonies in India by writing to a priest and paying him and having him perform it for you? To smooth out your karmas in the future, the individual himself must do a certain amount of prayaschitta or penance during the yajna and should be present during the ceremony, physically present. And it's the responsibility of the individual who wishes to benefit himself by the yajna, who wishes to perform a prayaschitta or penance during the yajna, to choose the priest carefully. Look into the background of the priest, how he lives his life at home, how he conducts himself, whether he's an angry person or not. Angry priests bring up the asuric forces and therefore will complicate your life in the future, not smooth it out. There are over 1,000 temples in the United States and many fine priests. No need to go elsewhere for a yajna or a puja. A cyberspace question from India, from a blind person who writes in Braille, translated by Dharma Shamuga into English. The question is, there's much superstition about the blind in India. People think that it is an affliction due to sins in a past life and therefore shun the blind and will not help them. The question is, do you have any wisdom, Gurudeva, on the subject? Blind people see a different way than through the eyes. They see through feeling. Their senses become very intense and very supremely acute and sensitive to smell, to hearing, to feeling. And definitely it is something from a past life, but everyone has some affliction from a past life. That's why they're born in this life. Therefore, if you shun the blind, you should shun everybody else also and be consistent. In Sanatana Dharma, one does not hurt one another physically, mentally, or emotionally. One helps everyone. These negative superstitions, wherever they came from, doesn't matter, should be broken down, go away through an intelligent approach to the basic principle of our religion, ahimsa, non-hurtfulness.